Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Rebecca Green. On January 23rd, the temperature in Fort Wayne was around 45 degrees. A week later, we were below zero. This whiplash-inducing weather continued, with temperatures this week into the low 50s. We wanted to know why this happened. What caused the polar vortex to slide into our neighborhood? So we talked to Indiana University Assistant Professor of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences, Paul Staton. We started our conversation talking about how this weather related to climate.
So last week, we had what was often lovingly referred to as a polar vortex event. Here at the surface, you could also call it an Arctic air outbreak. Normally, during the wintertime, the Arctic air is pretty well contained near the Arctic. But every now and then something happens that either pushes that vortex off the pole or may just weaken it or split it in half. And when that happens, that Arctic air can be let loose on some unsuspecting mid-latitude community. And here in the Midwest, that these polar vortex events, these Arctic air outbreaks are kind of a fun part of life here. We're east of the Rockies and south of Canada, and sometimes you'll just get, if you get good snow covered north of us, you can just get this cold air that just spills out over us. Last week's was pretty good. It was definitely one for the record books for the next several years anyway.
Has that always been something that occurs in the Midwest? Is it something that we're just now labeling, or is this new?
This has always occurred in the Midwest. In fact, at the turn of the 19th century, there was one that was so bad that Florida had sub-zero temperatures.
Wow.
So there have been very bad cold air outbreaks in the past. It's kind of on the tail end of what you'd expect as far as weather goes. Of course, those tail ends do happen now and then. I kind of think of it as like a dish. You could say that these are the kind of events that spice up a salsa, a chunky salsa a little bit. Most of the time, you're just eating your enjoyable salsa, and then you hit something like this, and it's like biting into a hot pepper. And if that were the case, you know, most years, you know, we have, you know, a couple of cold spells during the winter, and if that was maybe an jalapeno, then this one was probably a serrano. That turn-of-the-century event would have been a habanero.
Is this swing something that's normal? Because we had an almost 70-degree swing. We're having this conversation, and it's 50 degrees outside.
Yeah, if you go by, like, the temperature the air feels, I mean, the air felt close to 30 degrees below zero last week. So, and now it feels close to 60. It's a huge jump, and it's fun to talk to my students in my classes about this, and we look at the forecast, and you look at the disbelief on their faces, because it's just such a huge jump. It's hard to imagine such a big change. And basically what you had is, where before you had air wind from the north bringing the coldest cold air from the north, and you had a reversal of those winds, and instead of bringing cold air from the north, they brought warm, moist air up from the Gulf instead. And it was a nice change.
How does this discussion relate to discussions about climate change? Is this related to, you hear people say things like, it can't be global warming because it's so cold outside. You have other scientists even that say that this is an example of what we're seeing with climate change.
That's one of the really exciting questions about climate change. When you have events like this, could it be related or not? And that's where you're actually getting on kind of cutting edge of science. Scientists are long past debating, is climate change happening? Is it happening because of people? Is it going to be a big deal? And now we're answering these particular kinds of questions where you're able to take an event like a given hurricane or Superstorm Sandy and say, well, was this related to climate change? And these are actually answerable questions more and more. As far as whether this event was because of climate change, I would say that's too early to tell. This kind of event as well, these cold air outbreaks, there are scientists who show, you know, modeling evidence or some observational evidence that you may see, some regions may see stronger outbreaks like this in the future. But there are also other groups who say it is too early to tell. And they have good reasons for saying, no, you probably wouldn't expect such strong cold air outbreaks in the future. And that's what's interesting about science, is that you have some questions that people, you know, batted around decades ago, And we've, you know, spent so much time researching those things and building up evidence, we have this real solid evidence for climate change. But that particular relationship between cold air outbreaks and climate change, that is something that we're still talking about ourselves today.
Professor Paul Staton, thank you so much for joining us on WBOI Presents and for taking time to answer our questions.
Thank you very much for having me.